West Coast fishermen were stunned last week when federal officials announced an emergency ban on commercial and recreational fishing of certain species of rockfish. The ban affects the fishing industry from Canada to Mexico. Coastal communities are worried that the new rules, designed to protect rockfish, will end up wiping out their livelihood. David Gorin of member station KQED reports from Half Moon Bay along the California coast.
Steve Fitz is unloading a couple of tons of fish off his boat at Pillar Point Harbor. Slippery, flat brown fish, known as sand dabs, are dumped by the handful into a plastic crate till it's 100 pounds full. A dock worker digs his snow shovel into a 4-foot square box of shaved ice, then packs the ice onto the layers of fish.
How many sets, Steve?
Three sets.
It's a good haul, almost 9,000 pounds of fish. But Fitz looks miserable. He says his business will be devastated by the decision to ban rockfish catch. What most people don't understand about the ruling, he says, is that it's about more than rockfish. It will affect every boat that fishes off the West Coast.
What I heard today was 200 fathoms to 30 fathoms. That's the entire continental shelf. That's our world.
That's because the new ruling includes any bycatch. That is, any rockfish picked up accidentally. Still, the businesses most directly hit by the new rules are the sport fishing boat tours and the few remaining commercial fishermen who go after rockfish.
So even though we focus on sand dab and can prove that 95% of our yearly catch is the sand dab, and a minuscule amount is the species of concern, that doesn't really matter because we're through.
At hearings last week in Foster City, just south of San Francisco, the Pacific Fishery Management Council announced the ban on two species of rockfish. John DeVore is the council's groundfish management coordinator. He says the rockfish population has been in decline for two decades.
The numbers are low enough that almost complete avoidance is needed, which is the troublesome thing.
DeVore says the council is bound by Congress to protect that fish population, even though it will mean hard times for local fishermen.
For some fishermen, it's really going to be an end of a way of life. And there will be some dramatic impacts, and there will be some suffering by individual fishermen in coastal communities.
According to many in the environmental community, these new restrictions have been too long in coming. Warner Chabot is the regional vice president of the Ocean Conservancy. The decline of the rockfish, he says, mirrors the decline of the ocean.
Many of our fisheries are in significant trouble and overfished. Commercial landings in California are about a third of what they were 20 years ago. Rockfish are about a fifth of what they were.
The answer, Chabot says, is to give overfished species a chance to recover. And that means, for one thing, tighter regulations.
Any rock caught today, Steve?
So all up and down the West Coast, fishing communities are bracing for a drastic hit. The rockfish ban goes into effect July 1st. No one really knows exactly what's going to happen next. Certainly not Steve Fitz.
What am I going to do? I don't know.
There are an estimated 12,000 fishermen on the West Coast. Fishermen's Trade Group says that roughly a third of those fishermen will have to find new fish or new jobs. But Steve Fitz says he expects this summer to be his last on the water. For NPR News, I'm David Gorin in Half Moon Bay, California.